When the trumpet of the march shall sound and time shall be no more, and the morning breaks eternal bright and fair, the saved of earth shall gather over on the other shore. When the roll is called up yonder, I'll be there.
Welcome to the Lord's Challenge, our weekly quarter-hour broadcast, bringing the reality of God's Word to all people everywhere. Stay tuned as Joshua Daniel challenges us to a walk with God and the corresponding impact that'll have on our lives, families, and society today.
The first condition of the heart. And what did the Lord Jesus Christ say about the first condition of the heart? When a man heard the word and did not understand, then came the wicked one immediately and carried away the word that was sown in the heart. So, my dear friends, binding the forces of darkness. I fear we are failing very much there. We hardly know what it is to bind those powers of darkness. How did the people of Israel get released out of 430 years of slavery? How? The blood of the Lamb. The blood of the spotless lamb. You see, friends, we hardly hear of the blood. But deliverance comes through the cross and the blood shed for us. So the demons, they show a very healthy fear. A very healthy fear of the blood of the lamb. When you mention the blood, boy, they go into convulsions. The demon possessed. Now, at this late hour in history, how is it that we have not taken a firm stand and overcome these works of the devil around us? And now, we are hearing of some of the wealthiest people in the world are these upstarts. They have suddenly acquired wealth. They've become the greatest producers of steel and some of the wealthiest men in the world. Well, credit them for their hard work, dedicated hard work. But they will not also balk at questionable practices. So in time, it may be discovered that they wangle their way through income tax assessments and this, that, and the other. I don't know. But that basic honesty in the face of riches is not there. It's simply not there. The idols cannot supply that. Now the Lord Jesus Christ said, give unto Caesar that which belongs to Caesar. So when it comes to tax time, pay your taxes. Forget about it. You see, why should you cheat over your taxes? All the time, in any case, we are complaining, you're not taking care of the roads, this, that, and the other, the sewage is overflowing or something. And so all the time we are whining anyway. People are. And when it comes to tax time, they become so close-fisted. Why? Jesus said, give to Caesar that which belongs to Caesar. Be done with it. That doesn't belong to me. It belongs to Caesar. That's over. When people are a large bulk of the population, do not work. I don't think it is a very healthy thing not to work. I don't believe it is. If you put me in bed, I'll soon die. You know, I believe in hard work. And hard work hasn't done me any harm. But don't forget, the Protestant ethic was at the heart of the building of America. And so here is a nation, a very young nation that outstripped the world and produced the greatest inventors and those that advanced far more in such a short time after the colonies were established. Now, there was revival, of course. One of the first things that George Washington did after being installed as president, he kneeled down and kissed the Bible. And then his whole cabinet accompanied him and the members of the Senate to a Christian worship. See, today, there's a big hue and cry. Get Christ out of all this. Look at all the declension that has overtaken. And Europe, of course, laughs at this. You know, we know all about all this and so on. They sneer, they laugh. Now, why has this situation become so prevalent? You know, if you turn to Isaiah chapter 47 and verse 13, thou art wearied in the multitude of your counsels. Let now the astrologers, the stargazers, the monthly prognosticators stand up and save you from these things that shall come upon you. God says, okay, you trust in all these things. You know, over in Africa, over in the countries of Asia, you see, this religion is all mixed up with a lot of native fetish worship and superstition. Lot of it. And the preaching of the Word of God has not liberated some of these people. I am surprised. And when I see any of these old customs and idolatrous practices and superstitious beliefs, I believe in tearing them down. See, in South America, in Guyana, they have magic called Obia. And the practitioners of Obia in South America have such a power over the politicians. It looks as though these men, these magicians, or the practitioners of Obia, are the people who are making the key decisions for those nations. And so I found that although I was visiting every year and preaching my heart out, nothing was being accomplished. Nothing. I could see it all getting washed out in one year. I said, what? How is this happening? What's wrong? Then suddenly God opened my understanding to realize that back of these were the dark forces of these occult practices. So I began to go after this with the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony. Soon there were results. People were getting freed from their evil spirits. In the newspapers, people began to write, you know, as they heard my radio or television messages across that nation, they began to say, hey, this is against our ancient traditions. Our culture is being uprooted or some such thing. See, folks, God says, okay, you go to the stargazers, your prognosticators, and let them deliver you. See, idolatry has come in a very big way into Europe. Don't make any mistake. Don't be under any illusions. Idolatry and Middle Eastern religions have come into Europe in a big way. And really, they are dictating They are calling the shots. It's a disgrace and a shame. It shows how childish we are in our prayer life. You know, they say that foxes howl at the moon, but the howling of foxes won't in any way change the course of the moon. And I tell you, Christians are very much like that. They're howling at what? They're beating about the bush. They're so happy. Oh, we had a wonderful camp. We had this, that. It was all very thrilling and had a lot of games and fun. People want to go for fun and eating to Christian camps. They don't want to go to learn at the feet of Jesus. They don't want to go to learn prayer life. They just want to go for a nice time, meaning a fun time. What is God going to do with such people? Okay, do your thing. And let us see if all your traditions and superstitions and magic is going to deliver you. 12th verse, please. Stand now with your enchantments and with the multitude of your sorceries, wherein thou hast labored from your youth. If so be thou shalt be able to profit, if so be thou mayest prevail. Try it. Defeating the works of darkness. What a poor job we are doing, aren't we? What marks would you give yourself? I give myself pretty poor marks. And you know, there are some people who would give me almost 100% and say, what a wonderful job you're doing. I tell them, look, I almost give myself failed marks. Where are the works of darkness defeated? When a man heard the word and did not understand, then came the wicked one immediately and carried away the word that was sown in the heart. Let's pray. Loving Father, what a world we are surrounded by today. And in the midst of that, we can sing, in the cross of Christ thy glory, towering o'er the wrecks of time. How the young people are being initiated into evil and into the slavery to the flesh. Please help us, Father. Give to us that humbleness of heart. We beseech you. In Jesus' holy name. Amen.
The speaker on this program was Joshua Daniel. He would like to know what your response has been to the Lord's challenge and would be delighted to hear from you. Please write, and if you have burdens you want to share and want prayer, do let us know. You can reach us on the World Wide Web at lefi.org, or else you can mail us at The Lord's Challenge, P.O. Box 14, South Lyon, Michigan 48178, or in Canada, P.O. Box 31002, Windsor, Ontario, N9G2Y2. We are continually reaching out to millions in many countries, and we appreciate and we need your continuing prayerful support.